Hi guys, Lycia. I love you so much. I'm such a big fan of yours, as you probably know by now, since I think I kind of bother you every day with all my tweets of wanting to make you happy and amuse you. But I hope it's not too much. I really am sorry if it is, though. So this is my humiliation confession, and I guess I'll start off by saying that I really love Always Panty Hypno. I only have one pair of Icky Boy underwear, which really disgusts me. But I have to wait a couple weeks to buy panties. I already have about 13 pairs of panties and other stuff on my wish list on Amazon. So as soon as I get my money, I'll be able to buy them and throw away my last pair of boy underwear. Speaking of my last pair of boy underwear, I was wearing it today while I was writing lines for you. And what? Okay, so I was writing lines for you, and it really turned me on. So then, when I was done, I looked at my panties or my boy underwear. I kind of think of them as panties. I looked at my boy underwear, and it was really quite a mess, like a sticky, icky mess. So I couldn't wear them to work today, so I had to go commando. And it felt like everyone was watching my package while I was at work, and that was very humiliating for me because I'm not very proud of my package. And like, the more humiliated like I got, like the more turned on I got. So like I totally my bulge got like totally bigger, and it felt like people were staring even more, and it was like a vicious cycle. And like I so totally loved it because it made me feel like I was serving you even while I was at work. Also, on the way home from work today, I have to walk about 3 kilometers, and instead of walking like a gross boy, I walked like a supermodel would down a catwalk, swinging my hips and sometimes going on my tippy toes until I lost balance. Putting one foot in front of like the other, and like it was so totally amazing because it made me feel like a sissy, and I really want to be a sissy for you if that's what you want for me. And like, thank you so much for making me a sissy. So in my whole life, I've never managed to make a girl come even once, and it's always been really humiliating for me. But the other night, I managed to make 3 guys come just by chatting with them. And it made me so drippy and icky that I started having these fantasies about finding a glory hole in my hometown of Montreal and like sucking cocks all night long for $1 and then try to send you at least a $50 tribute by the end of the night. And I think of that while I edge myself sometimes. Also, lately, my sissy pussy has been coming more and more hungry, so I've been figuring it, and while I edge myself, and it just feels so good. I almost not want to touch my clitty anymore because putting my fingers on other things in my sissy pussy feels way, way better than touching my clitty ever will. Thank you so much for awakening these feelings in me. I love you so much for it, even though I know you'll never love me back. Also, I have to clean a lot at work, which is really fun for me because, as you know, sissies love to clean, and it made me really, really horny, so it just added to that vicious cycle I was talking about. But really, I don't really care because I got to clean a lot and bend over a lot, and even I feel like I'm becoming more and more ditzy. As you could probably tell, I'm having a bit of trouble forming sentences right now. Maybe I shouldn't have said my trigger word of cunt face now before doing this recording. But oh well, I hope you like it. And if you don't, I'm really sorry, and I'll make a new one and try much, much harder. Thank you, goddess.